non-essential personnel from its embassy in Haiti as violence continues escalating. Military analyst Jeff McCausland.
There is a concern of a massive exodus and refugees fleeing Haiti throughout the Caribbean or potentially even trying to make their way to the United States.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres released a message on social media this weekend for those observing Ramadan this month in the Middle East.
To all those suffering from the horrors of Gaza, in these trying times, the spirit of Ramadan is a beacon of hope.
Muslims start observing the holy month today. And President Biden pushed his border security bill while addressing a room full of mayors at the National League of Cities conference in D.C. today.
Border Patrol Union endorsed it. The Federal Chamber, the National Chamber of Commerce endorsed it. And I believe, given an opportunity, the House and Senate have the votes to pass it if they just bring it to the floor and vote on it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The search for a missing toddler from the Manitowoc area has expanded up to Green Bay. More than 50 volunteers began searching for 3-year-old Elijah Vu on trails and in wooded areas in Green Bay over the weekend. The boy's mother and her boyfriend are charged with child neglect. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin this week. President Biden will take his message to Milwaukee on Wednesday.
The president and vice president will travel to every battleground state in March. Mr. Biden will make stops in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, New Hampshire, and Michigan over the next week. The Biden campaign is also opening up 100 new offices and adding 350 more staffers in battleground states.
Karen Travers reporting from the White House. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A newly amended Chippewa Falls City Ordinance looks to crack down on dog neglect in the area. The ordinance pushes for safer outdoor shelters for dogs by providing more specific guidelines for how they can be built, including making sure there's no gaps in the shelter that would allow wind through and keeping the doghouses raised above the ground. Officials say a recent state law passed on the topic was pretty vague and left how the shelters should be formed up in the air. The new guidelines will make it safer for the dogs. A local nonprofit is aiming to teach Chippewa Valley residents how to recognize the signs of mental health struggles and support their loved ones. According to a WQOW report, Joining Our Neighbors Advancing Hope, or JONA for short, will be holding free mental health training sessions throughout the region starting this weekend. The organization is also handing out green bandanas, a project that began last year to show you're committed to addressing your own mental health and the mental health of others. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks took over in the fourth quarter to beat the Clippers in L.A. 124-117, Giannis on how he and Damian Lillard scored a combined 69 points.
We're just trying to play basketball. You know, was able to get to his shots, get to his three. It's time that we work in practice. We did it against the Lakers. Tonight it worked. It's something that we don't have to do moving forward. And we both have to play make in the last 6 minutes.
Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers losing to number 3 ranked Purdue 77-70. The Badgers head to Minneapolis as the 5th seed with their first game in the Big Ten tournament Thursday afternoon at 1:30 against the winner of Rutgers versus Maryland. NFL free agency getting underway. The Packers to release Devondre Campbell this week. The 30-year-old linebacker had numerous injuries the past two seasons. The move could save Green Bay $10.5 million in salary cap funds. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Under mostly sunny skies today, we'll strike highs into the mid-60s. However, winds are becoming a bit breezy, and that's creating a high fire danger risk. with the low humidity and unseasonable warmth, will continue to strike the mid-60s tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tuesday on Matt Nair on Air Up North News, Pat Quitlow joins us at 10:33. We talk all things maple syrup with Rick Glenna, and then we learn about Keflag and Waukesha. Join us.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board, producing and engineering. Not only that, he has regular ears as well, not just engineers. That's an old Ray Schrader joke from WRCO days. It is 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, March 11th, 2024. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program, Mr. Zommers. Not in a good way, but some breaking news there in hour number 1. So kind of changed off our series of things, but a huge story. And again, it brings me no pleasure in bringing this to our listeners, but you know, it obviously generates calls, and that's only an indication for me, you and I were talking about this, that people care about higher education in this state.
Exactly, and that it is baffling how this just continues to happen, and people don't seem to know about it. And even, I also mentioned this over the break, I texted my friends about this as soon as we heard about it a little before the show started. And they were like, what, is that like the second or third one? And I'm like, no, it's the fifth.
Right.
And like, even though I tell them every time, they don't always remember because there's just so much happening to distract from it.
Yeah.
But they always are appalled.
And like I said, kind of toward the end of the last hour there, if there is some sort of a grand plan, you know, where the leadership of the legislature and the governor and the president of the Board of Regents and or the system, and the, for that matter, the president of the Board of Regents, too, if they've all sat down behind closed doors and looked at this and they've agreed on something and
then
said,
say it.
Then say it right. Wisconsinites are mature enough. We might disagree, but just say what the plan is. Don't keep hiding. Don't keep being too coy by half, because it's clear now to me, in my opinion, that the plan is to close down all the 2-year campuses in the state, the public, the 2-year branch campuses, now the 4 years, which is tragic to me. And I think is the death of the Wisconsin idea, but we'll stay on top of it. Our news team will stay on top of it as well, as Johnny Carson was fond of saying, more to come. In this hour, we are going to play you some cuts of the campaign over the weekend, including from the Trumpster. We'll juxtapose that to Joe Biden. Also tell you what Don Jr. was up to, and maybe even a little Hamilton along the way. But first, listen, I was going to start the show off with this, and then we had the breaking news. Last week, I had a lovely dinner up at the Driftless Cafe in Viroqua, Wisconsin. Went up there with Mom. It was fantastic. Now, on Saturday, I had a twofer over the weekend. I started off here in Madison with a good friend of mine. We had a lovely brunch at Gates and Brovey down on Monroe Street. A lovely, lovely brunch there. And then in the evening, I went down to Greene County with my compadres, Kurt and Florcy, to the beautiful municipality of New Glarus. Have you ever spent much time in New Glarus?
I've spent time in a bottle of New Glarus. But no, I don't think I've driven through it. I haven't been to the brewery, even though I've had plenty of Spotted Cows and other beverages.
Exactly right. And many people may know New Glarus as the home of New Glarus Brewery, a great company. They're the ones that make Spotted Cow, amongst others.
You should try their others if you've only had Spotted Cow. They make a lot of great
the
beers.
The strawberry rhubarb in the spring is my favorite, I think.
Oh, yeah, the fruity ones are... Yeah. People who don't like beer like those.
Oh, they're fantastic. And so we were going to have dinner downtown New Glarus at a great place. And I can't, it's like Grottenstube. It's very Swiss. It was a great place. Anyway, we started off though first across the street at a great place, great name for this eating place, this drinking place called the Dirty Dog. Dirty Dog downtown New Glarus. And it's the Dirty Dog Brew House. And so it's so innovative. You go in and they have like a line of taps on the wall. I'm not exaggerating. There was at least, I would say, 25 or 30 beers from all over the world, including Hawaii, which I had a Hawaiian beer. And of course, they have to have New Glarus, right? Which is there as well. And so you give, when you walk in, you give them a credit card and they swipe that. And then they give you like a little plastic card that's particular to their place. And all you do is tap that electronically on these, and you could pour out just a little shot if you want to try the beer, and they sell it by the ounce. And so you could just kind of sample all these beers around the world, just hang out, enjoy yourself. The Dirty Dog. So we spent the first hour or so enjoying these little tastes of beer, and I had the raspberry tart from New Glarus Brewery, fantastic, at the Dirty Dog. And then we walked over and had dinner, and I'll get the name of the place. It starts with a G. It's like Lautenstube. It's very Swiss. Anyway, I'll get that. And we had a lovely day. Had a little schnitzel. You can't go wrong with some schnitzel and wine. So it was a lovely evening. So anyway, that's kind of what I did this weekend. It was great. It was relaxing. Did a little laundry as well back at home. Mr. Zommers, how was your weekend?
It was good. Also, it is Glarnerstube.
That's it. Glarnerstube.
Or Glarnerstube, not sure.
Yeah, shout out to the great folks at Glarnerstube in New Glarus. If you ever get down there, I mean, it's very authentic from the copper bar to the wood to the decor, very Swiss. You know, New Glarus is very Swiss. And so Glarnerstube, go there. It is. I hate to give it out because I don't want them to get packed that I can't get in, you understand? But I like to share.
They don't accept reservations. Yes. So if you go there, you should be able to get it.
Yeah. And if you have to wait a while, stop over to the Dirty Dog.
Perfect.
That old Dirty Dog. Anyway, how was your weekend?
Good. I didn't do a lot, and that's just fine with me. I, since again, something's just still lingering from being sick, which it's weird that it's lasting this long, and I may see a doctor if it continues, but
do that.
Yeah, I will. But
you have insurance, see a doctor.
Yeah, exactly. I will. But yeah, pretty much stayed home. One of my roommates is vacationing with his family in Hawaii. Oh, speaking of Hawaii.
Nice.
And he's having a good time. Except his parents got talked into buying a timeshare. I don't want to talk about it.
Lord.
This one's allegedly different. But
no, none of them are different. Stay away from the timeshares.
Yeah, just in case you don't know. For those of you listening, timeshares are scams. Just don't do it. Yeah, anyway, aside from my other roommate, we were playing some board games and video games stuff over the weekend, and it was a good time. Watched a couple movies.
And maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll get to because we didn't have time Friday, maybe we'll do a board game of the week here on Monday later in the show. We shall see. I want to start off, though, with this news of campaigning over the weekend. The Trumpster, Donald Trump, during a rally in Rome, Georgia, began his speech by mocking President Joe Biden's stutter. But ironically, according to the Midas Touch News, Trump concluded his rally by struggling to deliver his own speech, renewing concerns that he is suffering from some sort of aphasia or other illness. As the speech started, Trump mocked President Biden with an impression suggesting that Biden stuttered during the State of the Union. But as the rally concluded, Trump was the one encountering difficulty delivering his speech. He suggested that if he were in office, Ukraine and Russia would not be fighting because he knows, quote unquote, Putin very well, which appeared to be a reference to Vladimir Putin. And there were other glitches along there as well. Now, look, as I said, I have not been playing a lot of these because I just look, they're both of a certain age. People are going to make mistakes. But I think it's atrocious that a former president in Donald Trump would continue, he's done this before, but continues to make fun and mock Joe Biden's stutter. Here is what, here's the cut from over the weekend. This is Donald Trump on the stump in Georgia.
I'm going to bring the country together. I'm going to bring it together.
I think I can't decide what's more appalling. Trump himself mocking Biden's speech impediment or the fact that the MAGA crowd laughed at it.
Oh, I think it's the laughs and the huge cheers. I think that's...
it's sick.
Disgusting.
And so my question to you folks is, if that was your kid, if Trump was your kid making fun of someone in school or at your house of a speech impediment, or if Biden was your kid and you had a bully like Trump doing that, what would your reaction be? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app.
And I do think that these comparisons that we constantly have to make of Trump to a misbehaving child, yeah, that it never goes out of style. He's just a dumb kindergartner who never learned how to share.
Again, he obviously knows what he's doing. And over the weekend, online in the social media world, the MAGA world, now right-wing media combined with MAGA social media have the audacity to suggest that there's nothing wrong with what Trump did because Biden never had a speech impediment anyway. The stutter was all fake. He never had that. And again, I'll refer you to the article in The Atlantic that we have used on this show several times where a reporter from The Atlantic spent time with President Biden back in the last election, 2020, and wrote a great, touching article on the fact that Joe Biden is still a stutterer, not something that ever completely goes away. And he has to work at this, President Biden does, to not stutter. And as someone who was born with a speech impediment myself, a cleft palate and a cleft lip, I understand keenly how tough it can be, how hard it is to overcome it, and the hurt that goes along with being made fun of. And the fact you have a grown man, 77 years old, and he is not a big enough person to talk about the policy differences with Joe Biden, he has to go after the cheap shot of picking on Joe Biden's speech impediment. And then the crowd of the MAGA folks laughing.
What if Joe Biden was in a wheelchair? Would he make fun of that? That's another disability.
He already had. He made fun of disabled veterans. Right. He makes fun of disabled veterans. He made fun of the reporter that had a physical handicap and mocked him. So the answer is yes. Trump seemingly has no bounds, by the way. What do you think of this? What would you do if it was your kid on either side? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Take your phone calls the other side. Right now, they're on the text line. One of our texters from Waukesha says, so-called Christians laughing. Unreal. Good point. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls, talk about this, and also tell you what Don Jr. is saying. Also, how does President Biden handle compassion? We'll play that cut for you as well. Don't go anywhere. The Tom Lehrman Show continues right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock, Monday, March 11, 2024. Mr. Zommer is on the board taking your phone calls, talking about Donald J. Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee for president, campaigning over the weekend in Rome, Georgia, where he started his speech by mocking President Joe Biden's stutter. Trump then having trouble finishing his own speech, calling Putin potent and other verbal gaffes as well. What do you think of Donald Trump making fun of Joe Biden's speech impediment? What would you do if it was your kid? Off the text line, Dana from La Crosse says, the reason they now say Joe Biden has no stutter is because they got caught mocking him. And they know Trump lied about bone spurs, unquote. Well, there's that. I think you're right, though. I mean, the fact that, you know, he's mocking it once again. They can't just admit that Trump is a schmuck. They have to come up with a reason to try to defend him. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dick in Madison listening in on WMDX. Dick, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, Todd, once again, we're going to have a real issue-oriented campaign, aren't we?
Well, right, at least on the Trump side, right.
Right, so that's the reason they constantly go this route. I mean, you remember when he referred to, I can't remember her name from out east, Pocahontas, he kept calling her. It's just right. Name-calling, and yeah. Especially when you have nothing yourself. Right. But if this were true, what they're saying that, it's all fake, then why did they employ Chris Christie to help him with debates against Biden? And Christie was going to figure out how or show Trump how to get him going so he would stutter
right.
During the debate.
Right.
I remember that, too. There's another really fine guy, by the way, too. Yeah. I would have liked to see him stay in longer because it would have been nice to see two bullies going after each other to see how absolutely sophomoric they both could have gotten. But no, they have nothing, Todd, so this is all they can resort to. You know, they're going to stay focused now. I'm talking about the president.
Yeah.
And you can see it. I don't know if you've seen the new message that he put together.
Yeah,
end of it, you know, it's great.
It is great. Fabulous. If we have time, we're going to play it. It's the new Biden ad out over the weekend, put $1 million behind it. They should be playing that on every network every hour, in my estimation. But yeah. we'll try to get to that a little bit later in the show here. We have that clip. But, yeah, Dick, what we're going to do, we're going to play it. Stick around. We're going to play what Joe Biden's reaction is. And to me, this says everything, your point. I mean, you have one guy who's a bully in Trump. And then you got another guy who's compassionate. If nothing else, Dick, aside from the differences in policy, if you just look at the person, who would you like as your next door neighbor? Who would you trust babysitting your kids? I mean, isn't that enough of a gut check for people to say which one, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is why I have such a real problem with these evangelicals that are just so down with them. I mean, I don't get that at all.
Yeah, the Christian nationalists. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Dick, thanks so much. Really appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. So we're going to take you back to the 2020 campaign. I think this is a good refresher. And on the campaign trail, after he got done speaking, President Biden, they call it the rope line, where people who attended stand to try to get a photo or shake the hands or autograph of the candidate. And president or then vice president before he got elected in 2020, Biden met a kid named Braden and his dad. And it turns out that Braden had a stutter himself and his dad brought him to see Joe Biden, knowing that Joe had the same thing. Here's how Joe Biden handled it when he encountered a fellow stutter. And Braden is probably around, I would say, nine-ish or so in this ad. Not an ad, but an encounter.
Oh, and this is my son, Braden.
Hey, Braden, how are you, man?
We're here because he's stutters and we wanted to hear you speak.
Oh, man, come on. Hey, I tell you what. Don't let it define you. You are smart as hell. Now, you really are. You can do that. Can I get a phone number for you and I can tell you what I used to do and how I would do it? Can you take his phone? Because there's about 25 stutterers I continue to work with. And I can tell you the things that help me. I know, by the way, the hardest thing is talking on the telephone. So I don't expect you to be able to. When I stuttered, I used to talk like this, and it took a lot of practice, but I promise you you can do it. I promise you. And don't let it define you. You're handsome, you're smart, you're a good guy. I really mean it. Don't let it define you. And you know, when I say I know about bullies, you know about bullies, the kids who make fun. It's going to change, honey. I promise you.
Joe Biden on the campaign trail in 2020, when he encountered a young man, Braden, who had a stutter himself. And if you noticed, he let his guard down. Here's a guy running for president with a speech impediment. And he just lets his guard down. And he talks like he does in private. And he stuttered. And in this article from The Atlantic that I keep referring to, the journalist also has a stutter. And so in the interview, President Biden, again in private for this interview, talked the way he does when he's just with his family and friends. And they write it that way in the story. I think that's an amazing sign of compassion and humility and love for a person who is running for president, a former vice president at the time, to let his guard down. And by the way, he did stay, and he does stay in contact with several stutterers and calls them and works with them. And if memory serves, Braden ended up coming to the Democratic National Convention in 2020 and giving like a 1-minute speech and did a fantastic job.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's the kind of guy Joe Biden is as compared to the other guy. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Bob listening in on WMDX in Madison. Bob, thanks for listening. What say you?
Thank you. Thanks for sharing some of your personal story as well. It takes a lot of courage. Well, you know, before the kids stuff, I just want to say I wish the Democrats would be putting out more about how, for people who are complaining about the cost of everything, where would they be if the president hadn't provided stimulus checks, you know, abeyance on payments? That message is not, during a global pandemic and economic meltdown, showing the weakness of our global supply chain.
Sure.
But to the question at hand, you know, I have a kid. He would never think about doing that. None of his friends would. If they saw somebody doing stuff like that, they'd be questioning that person and asking them, why are you doing this, and telling them it's wrong.
Right.
Now, granted, I live in Madison. You know, kids can still read books. They still can, you know, have some diversity, you know, education. But still, I mean, most of the kids and any of his friends I know wouldn't even do that. If they did, they'd know there'd be consequences. They know it'd be wrong.
Yeah.
So thanks for your show, though.
Hey, really appreciate the call. Appreciate the kind words, Bob. Thank you so much. More of your phone calls on the other side. Also, what is Don Jr. saying about the Republican Party? By the way, Don says it's dead. We'll explain when we come back. Don't go anywhere. News, weather, sports, and ag updates on the way right now on the Todd Elbows Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Jeopardy Master and Green Bay's own Ben Chan. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The weather is warm, windy, and dry today. Wildlife officials are warning about the danger of wildfires in Wisconsin. Most of the state is under a moderate risk for wildfires, but the risk is high in the Northwest. A lack of snow this winter led to an early start to the fire season. The U.S. House votes this week to try to force Chinese company ByteDance to sell the popular social media app TikTok. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher says the bill is not a ban.
It is TikTok's choice whether to continue and not be hosted on app stores or just to divest and separate from ByteDance and TikTok, and then people can continue to enjoy the app.
As it is, Gallagher says it's too easy for the Chinese Communist Party to use TikTok to spread electioneer lies in the U.S. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. One of the six people charged with hiding a corpse in Jackson County entered a guilty plea in court last week. 23-year-old Jeffrey Myers Wojcik of Black River Falls pleaded guilty to hiding a corpse as party to a crime. He was sentenced to a year and a half in prison, followed by 5 years of extended supervision. Authorities found the body of the person who had been reported missing at a home on County Highway O in the town of Manchester. Five others were arrested for their connection to the property where the body was found. Experts are warning that Wisconsin could see an early start to the wildfire season thanks to the mild winter. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the state has already seen some wildfires in the southern regions and a few up north. Officials say that because of the high temperatures and low humidity, the stage is set for a perfect storm of dangerous wildfires. A number of counties have already put burn bans into effect to minimize the fire danger amid the warm winter and ongoing droughts. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. In crop dusting news, actor Sam Neill told the Today Show about his son's silent but deadly habits. It seems Neill and his son were seated next to Princess Diana at the Jurassic Park premiere in London in 1993, when during the movie, Neill noticed horrible smells wafting over the area and realized it was his 10-year-old son's gas that was compromising the entire theater. Neill did say it was a thrill to sit next to the princess during the movie, and he loved watching her reactions, adding that she was really into it, at times tearing up or gasping and putting her hands over her face. I assume that was her reaction to the film and not his son's flatulence. Neill told the hosts he did not blame his son, letting Princess Di believe it could be him. That is a good dad. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Under mostly sunny skies today, we'll strike highs into the mid-60s. However, winds are becoming a bit breezy, and that's creating a high fire danger risk. With the low humidity and unseasonable warmth, we'll continue to strike the mid-60s tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tahlo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Monday, March 11th, 2024. Glad to start off a brand new work week and back to school with you. Mr. Zommer's on the board, as per usual. Always great to have him along, taking your phone calls as well. Talking about the Trumpster on the campaign trail down in Rome, Georgia, and started it off classy by making fun of Joe Biden's speech impediment. He is a stutterer, has been since birth, was severe, and learned to overcome it for the most part. But still, as those of us like myself who were born with speech impediments understand, sometimes it just, if you don't think about it, you kind of fall back and it's more difficult to hear people. Or in a stutterer's case, let me explain this for a moment. If you watch closely, you could see it in the State of the Union address, which, by the way, I thought was stellar. You could also see it on the campaign trail. He'll be in the middle of a sentence, and he'll kind of usually blink his eyes a little bit, and you can tell he wants to say one word and he goes to another word. And sometimes he does it super quick and you barely can notice it. But what that is it is usually like a word with a P or a T or a D, and you can tell he's about to stutter and he changes to a new word. People say, oh my gosh, it was, you know, he's losing his mind or has problems, you know, cognitive problems. No.
He just wants to sound professional.
Right. Stuttering is unprofessional.
Right, yes.
But he wants to sound... He doesn't want the stutter to come through because he knows he'll be criticized for that.
Right, that's more accurate. That's a better way to say it.
And I get that. Again, I mean, I worked with countless speech therapists. I had countless plastic surgeries to correct my cleft palate. But when I'm, especially when I'm on the radio, I work hard to enunciate. But there are times when, if I don't think about it, it kind of comes through. But thanks to a lot of speech therapy and a lot of really great doctors, and about great mom that was supportive, I was able to overcome it. I mean, good Lord, I'm fortunate enough to work in radio every day. So, you know, I mean, believe me, if you would have heard me as a kid, you would have said that kid would have never worked in radio. And also for a great opportunity, like the former owner of WRCO, Ron Fruit, who gave me my first radio job back in high school. So I'm very thankful to all those people. So I know what it's like to go through that. And so it infuriates me when I know that Joe Biden, still at his age, 81, is still has to work at talking, quote unquote, correctly, or the way that people want to hear him talk. So I get it. So what would you think if this was your kid being made fun of? What would you do if you were a parent of this kid, a bully like Donald Trump? Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Steven from Green Bay. Steven, what say you?
So I don't know if you watched the Oscars this
weekend,
but Jimmy Kimmel read what Donald Trump wrote about him on Truth Social live at the Oscars towards the end. And Jimmy Kimmel's remark to that was, isn't it past your jail time?
Yeah,
and I thought that was just hilarious. Don't get mad. Don't show that you're letting him get under your skin because it's exactly what he wants. Mm. Just fire back at him and put the ball back in his court.
Yeah.
And I think more people need to start doing that.
Right.
Stop letting him insult you. Stop letting him ruffle your feathers and just shoot something back at him that you know is going to make him upset. Because he and the people that follow him, they absolutely thrive on people getting upset, people
right.
being hurt, people getting angry. That's what they want. They want a reaction.
Right.
And if you don't give them a reaction, well, that's boring. They have to go on to something else.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. And I think that Joe Biden is taking the high ground for the most part and not, you know, firing back at Trump. And I think that's a smart thing. What Joe Biden is doing is releasing a fantastic first ad, where he basically embraces the age thing. We're going to play it for you. Listen all the way to the end, because that's kind of the punchline if you're talking about comedy. Here is the new ad by Joe Biden from over the weekend.
Look, I'm not a young guy. That's no secret. But here's the deal. I understand how to get things done for the American people.
I led the country through the COVID crisis. Today, we have the strongest economy in the world. I passed a law that lowers prescription drug prices, caps insulin at $35 a month for seniors. For 4 years, Donald Trump tried to pass an infrastructure law, and he failed. I got it done. Now we're rebuilding America. I passed the biggest law in history to combat climate change because our future depends on it. Donald Trump took away the freedom of women to choose. I'm determined to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land again. Donald Trump believes the job of the president is to take care of Donald Trump. I believe the job of the president is to fight for you, the American people, and that's what I'm doing. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Can we do one more take?
Look, I'm very young, energetic, and handsome. What the hell am I doing this for?
And the last visual of his, him giving that wry Uncle Joe smile.
Oh, yeah, like, you know, that's really good.
That little bit of a grin. I thought that was brilliant. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Especially the end there.
Yeah.
They're like, can we do it one more time? Like, oh, come on, man.
I mean, and that's, I talked to somebody else over the weekend. I said, one of the things I love, I've seen him live speak one in person once, Joe Biden. And he's exactly like that. Like, he has this amazing talent for self-deprecating humor. And if there's anything that I learned in my 30 years working in politics, the politicians that can make fun of themselves and make jokes about themselves are usually the most earnest and well-grounded. People that can't make fun of themselves, that can't be self-deprecating, there's just something wrong. And they're usually very mean, narcissistic, and self-centered. Remind you of anybody?
I'm not sure.
So, it wasn't just Don Sr. talking on the line on the campaign trail. Donnie Jr., the son of the Republican presumptive nominee for president, Donald Sr. Don Jr., and also, by the way, he is the brother-in-law of the new Republican National Committee chairwoman, Laura Trump, Eric's wife. So Don Jr. was doing the media this weekend on the networks. This is from one of the right-wing networks. And he is making it very clear to everybody in the state of Wisconsin or across America who considers yourself a Republican, a Tommy Thompson Republican, a Dwight Eisenhower Republican, a Ronald Reagan Republican. Don Jr. has a message for you. Here was Don Jr. over the weekend.
I think the RNC is going to be a little bit more of that old school establishment. That Republican Party, frankly, no longer exists outside of the D.C. Beltway. But, it takes a little while to make that transition. But again, I think, the moves that happened today, I think that's the final blow. People have to understand that America First, the MAGA movement, is the new Republican Party. That is conservatism today.
The MAGA movement is the Republican Party and is new conservatism today. I mean, laying it out there, literally saying the old Republican Party, the one that I belong to, that I left in 2011, is dead, gone, no longer exists. So I really hope that people in the media, as they're interviewing people on the Republican side of the aisle who are running as Republicans, I hope that they take the text of that and say, this is coming from the son of the presumptive nominee speaking for the nominee, Donald Trump. Do you, Howard Markline, do you, Tony Kurtz, do you, Todd Novak, do you, Robin Voss? Well, we'll see. Robin Voss might not be there much longer. There's a recall. Do you, Devin Lemieux, do you agree with this? Because there's only two responses, right? Either they say, no, I don't agree with that, therefore they have left the MAGA Republican Party, or they say, well, that's not really true. I mean, Trump's just saying that, I'm not really part of that. Well, that's a lie, because the family Trump, who is the Republican Party, has declared that you're either MAGA or you're not Republican. There's no in between. They've left no ambiguity here at all. Combining that with what we played it for you before, was it last weekend, Mr. Zomers, that Trump was on the campaign trail, saying that the Republican Party is now 96 to 100% MAGA. And he wants those rhinos out. No more Nikki Haley voters. No more Mitt Romney supporters. So believe me, as someone who is in the game, who was on that side of the aisle for a long time, believe them when they tell you this.
Another thing that's just baffling to me, we talked before about what you would do if your kids were bullies. What would you do if your parents were bullies? You know, I don't understand the position of the Trump kids. I mean, they're not kids, but, you know, his children. Right. Because no matter how much money you're going to get cut off from daddy if you tell him no, like, I love my parents and have a great relationship with my parents. If I found out either one of them was, like, you know, a rapist or a child molester or something, not saying that Donald Trump is necessarily a child molester, although I believe that he likely is personally, you know, Jeffrey Epstein and all that. But he is a rapist, held liable, not convicted because it's a different kind of court. But for all intents and purposes, yes, he is a rapist. I would probably talk to either of my parents one more time for like the foreseeable future. I'd be like, why? What happened? Just tell me what happened. And then they'd tell me and I'd talk with them and I'd be like, all right, well, sucks to suck. Goodbye. As much as I love them.
But don't you think, my personal opinion is I think that they were brought up that way to idolize that lifestyle, to idolize money. I mean, that's just those are the values that they've held since they're children.
It's just tragic.
It is tragic.
It's just terrible.
But now let's take that, what Don Jr. says, that there is no more former, you know, the old Republican Party of Tommy Thompson, Ronald Reagan, Dwight Eisenhower dead. And let's be reminded what Adam Kinzinger, the former Republican congressman from Illinois, part of the bipartisan January 6th committee, what he said last week about his former party and being surprised that they basically all crossed a red line. Here's Adam Kinzinger from last week.
You know, after January 6th, there was about 3 weeks in the House caucus where we were all kind of, everybody was quiet, trying to figure out what would happen next. Fred Upton, who's sometimes on the network, we call him the Upton prophecies. He said, I think Donald Trump runs again. And I'm like, dude, you're nuts. You're nuts. There's no way he runs again. And it was when Kevin McCarthy went to Mar-a-Lago that literally within the House caucus, you all of a sudden saw people kind of drop their head and say, I guess we're going with Trump again. And the dominoes fell. I never expected that in the face of that, we'd be where we are, because I thought, Jim, that people had red lines that they were unwilling to cross when they ran for public office, that they were willing to play politics, as we all have to, but that there was a here but no further. And unfortunately, almost all of my colleagues crossed what I thought was a substantial red line that was inherent in the oath you take for office.
Including Mitch McConnell, Republican leader in the Senate, including Marco Rubio, including John Thune, all falling in line. Although there are a couple that don't want to talk about it. Here over the weekend, CNN's Monaraju caught up with some Republicans that fled on foot when he asked them a simple question. Here's Monaraju talking to Republicans in the U.S. Capitol.
Are you going to endorse Mitch McCain? Mr. Kane?
He's walking away.
Are you going to endorse him?
Look, at the end of the day, this is about the American people. They will determine who the next president of the United States is. Not me, not anybody in this House or chamber.
Are you going to endorse Trump?
What I will tell you is that we can't afford four more years of Biden administration.
Are you going to support Trump?
What's that?
Are you supporting Trump?
Figure that out.
Are you going to vote for him?
I've answered that question before.
So Trump is the nominee. Are you going to support him?
What Hoosiers decide to do is Hoosiers' choice. I don't have anything to say about my own views.
There you go.
I've said enough.
Republicans don't want to talk about it.
It goes
they don't,
on
they don't,
and on.
They don't want to talk about Donald Trump. But Donald Trump has a message because, you know, there is no more old Republican Party. There is only MAGA. And to all those rats scurrying around the Capitol that don't want to submit, Donald Trump has a message for you.
You'll be back. Soon you'll see, you remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da, da, da,
da, da. That's the Trumpster. Da, da, that's the new Republican Party. It's all Trump. He'll remind you. It's the Tom Lowball Show. Back after this.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from Maggie Dawn taking over these airwaves. News, weather, and sports first at the top of the hour, then the Maggie Dawn Show, 2 until 4. Off the text line, talking about Republican Party being dead, according to Don Jr. From WAUK, the Shaw, quote, "The old rhinos made all this possible for the MAGA cult to get where they are. The cowards in that party did it," unquote. I would disagree a little bit. I would say there are people that stood up that did try to make a difference. I mean, Adam Kinzinger, there was a red line for him. There was and I would not say that Liz Cheney is a rhino, but she did stand up and left the party.
Well, I think that this texter is saying that it's everybody besides those people, that there's just too many who are complicit.
Maybe.
Too many people who are too cowardly to stand up.
Stuart Stevens wrote a book, and he's an operative. I would say that a lot of the operatives made it possible, yes. And he's written a book called It Was All a Lie and falls on the sword himself and says, look, I'm partly to blame for this. Off the text line, WAUK Mike from Fond du Lac says, I'm a blue person, but I respect Adam Kinzinger and would be hard not to give him a deep look, a gentleman in my book, unquote. I agree. I mean, again, you might not always agree with Adam Kinzinger, but I think he's a man of principle, a person of principle. And again, when there was a red line, he did the right thing.
Right. A person you can talk to and agree with or disagree with, but at the end of the day, you know that he's trying to do what he believes is right.
Absolutely. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Bob from Waukesha. Bob, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well. Yourself?
Well, I never thought, I'm doing all right. I never thought I would agree with Donald Trump, Jr.
Don Jr., yeah.
Yeah, but he's right. It's old party is the MAGA party.
Yep.
The only guys that had guts enough, what is the name of your group? It's not my group, but
we have Trigvi Olson on. He's senior advisor from the Lincoln Project, former Republicans who are now an anti-Trump movement. Yes.
It's only you people from the Lincoln Project that were former Republicans. Because of Trump, you pulled out. But look at his numbers in the primary. The Republicans in the Congress and in the Senate now that march lockstep with him. Mm-hmm. So I think Donald Jr. for once in his life is right. It's the MAGA party.
Yeah, that's true.
And, that needs to be changed. The only two Republicans that I have any respect for besides the Freedom Caucus is Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. And yeah. I am a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's one other thing I have for you, and I can't for the life of me understand it.
Sure.
Why Josh Call is not prosecuting the false statal of electors in Wisconsin. And you know what? Us Democrats, we're too quiet.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans really know how to cause an uproar. And there should be an uproar about Josh Call not prosecuting the slate of electors, because that is election fraud. If there, you know, the Republicans always accuse the Democrats of election fraud. That's BS. Mm. What election fraud is what the 17 false slate of false electors did. And they should be punished.
Sure. And I appreciate the call, Bob. Bob from Waukesha. We talked about this story quite a bit last week, and the fact that there's a new story, new reporting. AJ Biaport at CBS 58 Milwaukee was one, if not the first, to talk about this, that, you know, Ron Johnson clearly, from the texts, understood that he was taking these false electors to Washington, or at least trying to give them to former Vice President Pence on January 6th. That was culpable. The fake electors, including Andrew Hitt, who former chairman of the Republican Party, who met at the state capitol here and is now kind of done a mea culpa, saying that he understands it was wrong. He claims he was duped. And now you got people like Jim Troupas and others. And yes, there's been a lot of frustration with people, both not just Republicans, but Democrats who are like, you know, what's Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call doing? He has said basically that, you know, stay tuned, for lack of a better term. We'll see. I mean, yes, I absolutely agree that these false electors should have charges brought against them, whether it's federal or state or both. I think that people who try to undo the will of the people need to be held accountable. So we'll see. For now, I continue to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I hope that we know more soon. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Brian in Maguanago. Brian, we're up against the clock. You're the last call of the day. What say you?
I'll just make it quick. I want to point out that even though Kinzinger and Cheney did break away by standing up to Trump, how many times did they vote with their party with Trump while he was in office? I just think just because they stood up to him at one point doesn't mean they're necessarily best people out there. Just putting that out there. That's all.
Thank you. Yep. Appreciate the call, Brian. Brian McGuanago. Look, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of one of the points that we've talked about on this show. Others have made the point that, you know, you're not going to agree with every single thing that Adam Kinzinger or Liz Cheney have done policy-wise. They don't agree with everything that Joe Biden has done policy-wise. But we are at a unique time in American history where democracy is on the line. Freedoms are on the line. Our lives as we know them are on the line politically. And so we have to have a coalition against Trump, against Trumpism, and against MAGA. And once we get past that, once we keep protecting our freedoms and democracy, then we can go back to having policy disagreements. But this is going to take a coalition of Democrats and progressives and former Republicans and people who might still be Republican but are not Trump people. And that's why we have to welcome everybody into this coalition. And really the only question is, are you against Trump and against Trumpism? And if you will vote at the ballot box for Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, I say welcome, because that's the first thing we have to do is protect democracy and protect freedom. That's a great show for today. I really appreciate everybody calling in today. Some really great calls. We'll continue to follow this breaking news story. The University of Wisconsin, Waukesha, has been closed by President Jay Rothman of the UW System. We'll continue to follow that all throughout the day here at Civic Media. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Mr. Zomeris, thank you for all your great work today. Appreciate that. We will get to the board game of the week eventually, I promise.
One of these days.
More tomorrow. Stay tuned. Until then, this is Todd Allball. Say whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for. Do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
Banging on your drum. Keep banging on. And your day will
tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on. But eventually, I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it.
and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Growing gang violence is quickly turning into a humanitarian crisis in Haiti, where U.S. embassies have already been